Blog Talk Radio.
This is Grover Weaver. We're talking to you from our home studio in Fort Worth, Texas, and we're in deep thought to a friend, as a minister, there's always the duty of the sick, the dying, and the burial. And we've done a little bit of all of that since we talked last. But as we have carried out those duties, we have watched closely the drama that had played out on MSNBC, my cable station here in Fort Worth. I've watched the countdown to the showdown. I figured it out just a little bit before we went to air. I counted up the hours before midnight Monday. It's like 75 hours when you greeted my voice. So we have 75 hours before this well-connected and this here, the wealthy Koch brothers and their stooges attempt to bring down the government. Yeah, bring down the government. They've manufactured this here crisis, and they've been doing this here ever since the first term of President Obama. And this week, on Morning Joe, Cokie Roberts, they was having that morning dialogue and questioning the moves that the president had made in regard to Syria. And you know what the talk was. He was diddling, and it's kind of like it happened, but it really wasn't what he was intending on doing. And then he got lucky, and he passed the ball to Putin, the Russian. And it seemed to be working out. But that thing was that, and you know, you hate to want to get off, don't we want so much to talk about it, but the opposition of that is against Obama. You can say it's socialistic or his progressive or his liberal leaning, or you can say it's his Harvard background, or you can say he just arrogant SOB. You can say all of those things, but if you don't say race, if you don't say that all of this is coming down upon him because he's the first black man to be president of the United States, then your assessment is not fair. Cokie Roberts made that point last week, and when she was talking to Joe Scrabble, the Morning Joe dude. And he was like, well, I don't want to think of it, but it was an all-white panel, and everyone got quiet, and it's what I'm just saying. And it's hard not to, we know a black person that watched this damn thing closely. Every black person in this country know that what is happening to Obama more than anything is because he is black. And they started in on that thinking that he does not deserve to be president. Never been one before. What makes him think that he ought to be? And they attempted to roll him, to outplay him. You had the bulldog white Donald Trump questioned his education. He wanted to see his transcript. So you got all of this here happening against this man, and you know it's about race. And this is about race. It's rich white men who do not like Obama's political positioning on every position he got in his agenda. When it comes down to banking, Obama just believed basically that rich people ought to pay their fair share. And because you don't pay your fair share, you now have amassed all of this here power. You have used your dollars to create you a profitable political position in the tax code. You have used your dollars and your powers to create markets all over the world. And you have done that there by cheating the workers. Anytime you talk about a trade agreement and merging markets, it's all about low wages. And when Obama comes in and talk about a minimum wage, a living wage, a decent wage, and say to the bankers, it is I that stand between you and those with the pitchfork, while he is bailing them out, standing before the camera, standing before the world, saying we need to give unto them because this is our bedrock, this is our foundation, and it's the same argument he's making now to these stooges of these rich people that you cannot blow our government, our finances, our economy, because it is the world is based upon it. You must take in consideration when you say things in a BS kind of way, but, you know, he's trying to be kind to them. They are deadly serious, but he doesn't want to spook the world in thinking that he can't take care of, he's not man enough. He doesn't have the moxie to withstand it. But I think he is at the point. I think President Barack Hussein Obama have finally figured it out. He's got his foot in. He have portrayed an image, projected an image to the world, and that world, and to that world, he said, I want to be reasonable. I want to be someone who can sit down with my opponent and reasonable debate and come to a reasonable position if it's good for the middle class, if it's good for that person that's trying to pull himself up by the bootstrap, if it does not hinder anyone from having access to the middle class and have an opportunity to achieve the things that the government helped you get. Nobody in this country have nothing that the government didn't help them get, and the government is of many from one. You didn't buy your house cash. The government subsidized your house buying, your car, all of this here money that's mass. It is only put in place and used by the masses because of the tax code, what the government does. So none of us. If you build a product, then the highways and roads that you to use to take it to market. It is government subsidized. And government get taxes from poor people as well as rich people. Everybody in this, in the United States, pay taxes. Money go back into the government at some level, city, state, municipal, federal. But the money is all in the pot, because if there's a shortage anywhere at any level, then the federal got to come in and take it and make it right. Now, I know we're not trying to do that, not trying to hear that, but that's what we used to do before we passed judgment on Detroit. And we know why we really passed the same way that the opposition is against the president, because Detroit went black. When the cities went black, the whites left and went to the suburbs. We know that. We don't have to be player haters. We don't have to hate nobody to say that. We don't have to be so pro-black to be able to recognize that white people left the city and left a tax base that could not support it, and they took it, but they utilized the services. They were takers. Wasn't giving nothing to the city, but they was takers. And now they done flipped the script and say, we are the takers. And Obama say, no, they are not takers. They are not takers. They are providers. They have been the bedrock. They are your foundation. They are really your base. And you are, your business is not doing so good, you silly person, is because the wages you pay, the consumer have no money. Not that he doesn't want the product, he just can't afford to buy it. I'm talking about a countdown to a showdown. We got like 75 hours before these teabaggers, these Republicans, seek to blow, destroy the economy. They want to change democracy as we know it and put in place this fascism and let it be ruled by oligarchs, these rich people with money. The representative government that, no, they're not looking for that. That's why you see the power that's in the House of Representatives. They've gerrymandered those districts. They've taken away representative government by depressing and not allowing everyone to have the same one man, one vote. And then when they get there, they support that campaign, the Supreme Court, and that's a dastardly thing they did when they allow Citizens United and corporation made money at free speech. When a rich man can put all of his money that he done riched and raped and stolen from the masses, and he can freely give it to support a platform that allow him to continue to reap and take from the masses, and they seek to come and tear the government down, change it, and put that in place. And Obama is saying no. Obama is saying no. He got his sea legs on him. The government will shut down. It will shut down. And it will stay down until we run out of, getting close to running out of money. And if the people blink and allow these here oligarchs, these here greedy men to win, and you allow and you capitulate before them, then they're going to make slaves out of us all. This government is going to change. It's going to be, you're going to see a democracy different from anything that you've ever seen before. They're going to put roadblocks in front of you so you can participate in your government. You're going to have to jump through hoops in order to express yourself at the ballot box. It's going to happen. And I have nothing I can do other than being this, you know, watchman that's sitting on a wall crying out saying, look at what they're doing. And I thank God for that Obama got he got the balls to stand up to him. And it's going to look kind of bad, but he got the intellect and he got to educate the people all along the way, and he got to point out, because he's doing something he'd never done before. He's calling them out by their natural name. All by their natural name. To let the world look at them. They're kind of like roaches. If you've never lived in and around where roaches was dominant, the way their characteristic cut the light on them and they rush to their hiding place. You have to shame them. Do as the president of Nairobi when he came before the cameras after he had put down the terror attack. He said, we defeated them and we shamed them. That's the only hope that the people got is to shame them. Shame these here men who are trying to steal this government and set themselves up as dictators. They're Nazis. And we got to call them out on that. We got to call them out on that. And if you can't do nothing but pray, pray that God raises up their consciousness. I'm talking not them, the people consciousness that they see. And this is the deal. You got to vote them out of office. Let's destroy the Republican Party and let them find something else. You had the Whigs and then lay it on the trash heap and let them be Tea Party as they are. And we'll understand who they are. Well, we've far exceeded where we want to be. That is my opinion. You're free to yours. But I would be interested in knowing what it is.